Following the derailment of a train heading for Selkirk last week, the Albany County Executive is renewing concerns about shipping crude through the city. When Albany County Executive Dan McCoy heard the news that some 30 cars of a CSX freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed in a small Pennsylvania town, his thoughts turned to a similar event nearby.
That big pileup in Selkirk, which I think it was last year, or a year and a half ago, that big 19-car pileup, when they told us it was just a little derailment, and Sheriff Apple and myself took a ride there in the morning, and we're like, wow, this looks like a war zone and big holes in the ground. But there were some serious chemicals there that were dented that luckily did not spill. And we're reading it, and it says, yeah, if this spills, don't stand in it, everything will melt. And I'm like, okay, I had enough of this, and I started backing away. I'm like, so enough. You know, but again, we're just dancing with the devil. It's just a matter of time.
When McCoy learned the Pennsylvania train's destination was Selkirk, he shuddered to think it could also have been routed to the Port of Albany, where it would have come whisker close to the Ezra Prentice apartments in the South End. For years, the community has implored local, state, and federal officials to take a stand against not only what some call the bomb trains, but other quality-of-life issues impacting the neighborhood, including noises and noxious odors emanating from the trains, as well as street pollution from the never-ending parade of tractor-trailers hauling materials over busy South Pearl Street. When New York State DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos stopped by in late July to announce that a South End Neighborhood Air Quality Initiative was finally operational, Albany Common Council President and mayoral candidate Carolyn McLaughlin lauded community involvement efforts by council members Dorsey Appleers and Vivian Cornegay, who helped get the state involved in monitoring air pollution.
Environmental justice, cooperation, lives matter, children matter, the health of the people in this community matter, and I hope that the people in this community will take the time. Learn what's going on behind us. Learn that this is something that is for your good. And people, you spoke, we heard, we listened, and this is the action that's being taken place. If you have questions, ask about it. But this is to ensure that you have a future that ensures quality of life, not just in your future, but today. So that children, like my nephew who is sitting here, this is about his future. This is about that senior citizen that lives here who's concerned about their health matters. This is about that family who's raising their children here, and they want to make sure that they have a quality of life that is second to none.
Meantime, McCoy is pleading with the Trump administration to fill federal Department of Transportation vacancies in the name of safety.
We are still the third busiest hub in this nation. And some of the scary things that are going on right now that bother me is that when in May of 2015, when they brought these new standards into place, they said, we're going to put them in place in 2021, 2023, 2025. And I go, what has happened is when you get a new administration takes over, what happens to these laws that aren't implemented yet? And the reason why I bring this up, and one of the more crucial things that I have a problem with, there's a top job in D.C. that has been vacant since January of this year. Trump's administration has not filled this position. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, this is the position that implemented the time frame that these new safety mechanisms are going to go into place. And the top job is the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration. And like I said, it's been vacant since January of this year.
According to the Washington Post, CSX said at the Pennsylvania crash site, liquefied petroleum gas, molten sulfur, and asphalt spilled from derailed tank cars and caught fire, along with some non-hazardous materials. Air samples prompted officials to decide Friday it was safe for 1,000 evacuated residents to return home. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.